Hello, mystery creators and podcasters. This is a rare, informative session of the Mystery Crate. It is not nonsense. It is to allay your fears, if indeed you have any fears. We are taping what you are hearing right now before our vacation, okay? So we don't actually know, as we tape this, what has come out publicly, what it is that might have you afraid entirely. So we are responding to reports and leaked reports and ESPN statements that haven't actually been made yet, because we know a little bit, but we don't know how it's going to be disseminated. So I don't mean to laugh, because many of you are probably, if you're joining us here because you've read something that's bothered you or alarmed you and are looking for an explanation, here's where we are with this, okay? This is the worst time in ESPN's history. It's the worst crisis in ESPN's history, and there's a lot of shifting, and there's a lot of change, and there are cost-cutting issues. And so I say all of that to tell you that ESPN has informed us that they're cutting an hour out of the radio show on terrestrial radio, that we're going to go 10 to noon, and I don't know what's been announced about what they're doing after us, but there are going to be other programs after us on terrestrial radio. If you've been paying attention for a while, and the reason we're doing this is just to be transparent about what it is that's happening around us. The reason that they say they're doing this, because this is going to be viewed as a demotion, I myself has viewed it and said to people above us, hey, this feels like a demotion. And the answer I'm getting is, hey, no, it's not. We are making a concerted effort to move into the digital space because of the changing needs of listeners and on demand. And that's how it's been explained to me. And I'm like, it sounds like a demotion to me, but okay, if you guys are afraid of hurting my toddler feelings and you want to say that it's part of a digital push, I will agree with you once those resources come about that digital push that we've been promised. So we'll see what ends up happening there. The short term is that on radio and television, you're only going to be able to find us from 10 to 12. We are going to do whatever we can within the mechanics of that to bring you what it is that you're used to. So Stugatz is probably going to try and take it to mean just less work and try to do less, but we're going to drag him in here and we are going to try and give you what it is you've been accustomed to and the ways that you've been accustomed to it, but you're going to lose an hour of us on television. That has been determined, and we're going to continue to play with the space. Again, we're like super grateful for our entire situation. This has been a ridiculous ride. I don't even know how we're allowed to exist inside of the machine for as long as we have, but it is being portrayed to me as a push to download, a push to digital. Mike, why are you laughing in my face as I say some of this? Because I've said to two people involved, this sounds like a demotion to me. And both of them came back very strongly with, this is not a demotion. So it certainly looks, I understand how the audience might arrive in a place where that looks like that would be a publicly embarrassing thing to, after these riots, the most diverse show, the race war in America is being cut by an hour as the system gets back into a place after a month of screaming about things on the street.
Well, Dan, who's to say if it is a demotion or not? Let's look at the facts. There's one less hour on television and one less hour over, what, 250 plus affiliates. So I don't really know how you can paint that as a lateral move, but okay, we'll be good with it. What this means for the listener is, I know that there is a large chunk of our audience, specifically that Reddit community, that loves to listen to the show live. When you're listening to the show live, now you get one less hour. That's a bit of a bummer, but it doesn't mean less show. Like you said, we're all very fearful that Stugatz just thinks this means less show. In fact, Dan had a conversation with us once he found out, just to explain it so nobody was blindsided by this, and it was kind of adorable, said to the group, all right, guys, this means we're all going to have to get in there earlier. We get in here plenty early to do two local hours. I'm really worried about the host. It's going to be more work for Dan and Stugatz in that they have to get here a little bit earlier, but they leave a little bit earlier too, which is kind of cool for them, more balance in everybody's life. What this means for the podcast fan is that The local hour isn't going away. That's still going to be there. And now you have an additional hour that'll feel like a local hour, play under that local hour construct, but with Dan and Stu, a freer hour.
We think. Stu, we think. It is a freer hour, but Stu, we think. I caution you on promising the audience anything as it relates to Stu. We go in with the intentions, all of us, of strong-arming Stu Gatz into doing this. But the dirty secret is that local hour disappeared on 790 because he was feuding with a bunch of people at 790 over payment for sales. So he totally nuked that hour. But we go into this feeling like the repair, what you see of the local hour today is the janitorial work that we could do around Stu Gatz destroying the local hour with his greed.
And the local hour continues to evolve. I'd like to tell the audience the local hour is going to stay what it is, but I don't really know what the local hour is right now. It's sort of this amorphous thing. I know that the guys have done some really good stuff with Greg and Randy Scott. I like that it sounds a little bit different. We're going to continue to play in that sandbox. And when this is all over, if it's all over, if there's a vaccine, if we're all allowed to be back in that studio, maybe you'll have something that sounds a little bit more, I use air quotes for this, traditional for that local hour. Who's to say? But this means, I think this means Dan and Stu can say shit for an hour now, which is kind of cool.
Again, this assumes that Stu Gatz will be here to say shit and not just sit out the hour. I feel like I need to put that qualifier in there for the army at every turn. I need the army to understand that if you do indeed get less Stu Gatz, it will not be by our choice and it will not be by your choice. We are going to push him into... In this climate, in a pandemic, as everyone at ESPN is being asked to take pay cuts, as they're making even their high-paid guys like Max Kellerman and Mike Greenberg do more work. Stu Gatz,
You just picked two totally random names.
They're just trying to get everybody to do more work. It's the ESPN ethos.
Except for us, which is kind of concerning.
Anywho...
guys, you're gonna have the podcast earlier. I would say less commercials, but considering the feedback that I got over a recent changeover to a new podcast hosting site that has all sorts of curious mid-roll placements, okay, maybe the same amount of commercials, but commercials you can fast forward if you choose, and you'll get it earlier. You have more of the day to enjoy the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz. We're still going to pump out the same amount of content. It's just going to be different. And quite honestly, we've been putting a lot of stock, obviously, in digital audio for a decade plus. We've put the podcast on a pedestal because not only do we think that that's the future, but it's here. It's the present. So,
and the audience should know, okay, because I understand how it is that this might look, and I understand how it is that this might feel, but you need to know that ESPN knows that we're the biggest digital thing that they have by leaps and bounds. They know this, and they want to invest in this. And you should also know that if you look into these places where podcasts exist and podcast ranking exists, the people who are ahead of us in sports, the only people who are ahead of us in sports, are people you can only get via podcast. So because we're on radio and because we're on television, we cannibalize some of our audience that would be getting us on only podcasts if they were only getting podcasts. So what we're basically doing right now is straddling the fence between what was the past in the way that you guys consume this stuff and what is the future in the way you guys consume this stuff. And so now, you know, we're trying to get it all to you on demand. This requires some gymnastics from us. I don't know that it requires anything different from you, the audience.
No, nothing different from the audience. In fact, I think a large segment of the audience, once this is explained to them, might be pretty excited about this because they get their Le Batard content earlier. They get the same amount. They get a different sounding hour as opposed to the rules that we have to play nationally by. So really the only fear that we have on our end where this could be a dilution of what it is that we do is we cannot trust Stu Gatz one bit.
And it's a real fear, okay? It's a real fear.
Genuine fear.
And just know that he's not on this call. Like, we asked him to come in here and allay the listeners, and he's like, am I being paid for that? And so, like, we are going to push him and harangue him. We have 2 years left on our contract, and so I don't believe we will get maximum Stugatz until the cliched contract year. But we will try to do everything we can to make him fight less traffic than he's had to fight, because the pandemic allows him to get in and do this. I just do worry, though, Mike, that he's going to want to do it from his car. He's going to want to do it from his home. He's not going to appreciate the chemistry that's required from all of us being in studio, piling on each other. And I do feel like he's just going to do I fear that he's going to do this as a phoner.
Yeah. I have an interesting strategy. I don't want to show all my cards, but
he won't listen to this.
Is he being paid to listen to this?
He won't listen to this.
What if we told Stugatz to come in early, but we didn't necessarily tell him why? What if we never tell Stugatz that the show is an hour shorter and we just record the next day's additional digital exclusive hour from 12 to 1? I think we can fool him this way.
Oh, so you mean,
never tell him that we lost an hour. Just have him sit and let's do the next day's hour. That's a digital exclusive with you guys, totally unbeknownst to him. And he's leaving here thinking, well, I got it made.
Mike, I think that is a genius idea where we're transparent with everybody except him. Like where we turn the lie around on him. Finally, he gets to feel what it is to be lied to by the loyal people around him. If he ever finds out about this, we're transparent with everybody but him. That's a good workaround there. You're saying just keep doing the show 12 to 1 as if it's on the radio, and he'll think it's weird that we're suddenly saying shit and it's a freer hour. But he won't catch on because
I think you're accepting far too much credit.
He doesn't retain.
He might not even notice that. And considering how he uses social media just to retweet with comment with an exclamation point.
You guys can't tell him. You guys, listen to me. We're telling you a secret.
You can. He's never going to see it. I know how he uses Twitter. He just retweets compliments. It's like some sort of weird filter on there. I think we can do this. Let's keep doing this and see how long it takes for him to figure it out.
All right. So to recap, okay, and you're going to be on the ride along with us because we are being transparent as we can be under the circumstances, given that we can't quite speak freely right now here and tell you everything that's being planned in changes, because they have to announce the changes. And then we will release this, which again, was recorded before we all went on vacation with no real knowledge of what ESPN is telling you at all. Like, we don't know what ESPN is telling you. What we're telling you is that ESPN has told us that we're going 10 to 12. They are going to pour resources into our digital transition. And this is the important part for my toddler feelings. This is not a demotion. Okay.
Not a demotion.
It's probably not a promotion either.
It's certainly not a promotion.
Well, but it's money though, Mike. Resources.
Well, what we're looking for is promotion.
Mike, that's right. We are looking for promotion and resources. And in this time, Mike, if they give you a playground and resources in this time, the worst time, Mike, in the history of ESPN as a company. I'm telling you, as we play around with this and we don't mean to strike fear in your heart, I'm telling you that we have an enormous amount of gratitude for the ability to do any of this, no matter how bitter I might sound on any given day.
Yeah. You've seen Fight Club, right? There's a line of dialogue in the movie. It was on the tips of everybody's tongues. It was right under our noses. We just gave it a name. We've been a podcast property for the last few years.
Mike,
That's how most people digest us. That's how most
you're
people
telling
enjoy
them.
Us.
You're saying it flatly.
We are fully fledged.
The young buck is shaking his fist at AM terrestrial radio, saying, "You are the past." While we stay on AM terrestrial radio,
I love my
for two
AM
hours.
Audience. I came up in AM radio. I love the medium, but I've always prioritized digital audio because of the nature of the business and where I felt like it was going. And I'm not some sort of like clairvoyant. This is something that's fairly obvious. You look at the podcast rankings, it doesn't make any sense that a show like ours is competing with shows that give you 2 to 3 episodes a week. We are cannibalizing ourselves. We were cannibalizing ourselves on AM radio, and now it's turned where the AM radio is cannibalizing maybe some of the growth that we can make on the digital audio front. So I'm excited about this pivot. I think it makes for better content, but I can understand if someone got used to
that. That remains
routine.
To be seen. That we are with you. Like, we do think it can be better, more fun, looser content, but we'll have to prove that to you. And yeah. I feel like we've earned their benefit of the doubt, even if they're skeptical. I do feel like we are making every effort to sort of tailor this thing to your needs, no matter how much it inconveniences any of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a little bit of trust. I think that it might be awkward for us at first too. Usually whenever there's a big change with our show, give us some time to get used to it and figure it out. We're still trying to figure out the local hour, especially under a pandemic. So bear with us, but I think most people might be happy about this news. So
you do?
Yeah.
You don't know what the news is. It hasn't actually been announced yet. This part of the news, our part of the announcement, because we don't know what's been announced by ESPN.
Right.
All we're
telling
you. To be
frank with the audience, it's a major upset if you're even listening to this podcast right now.
Yes, this might just be put. We are only taping this in the event that something is leaked or ESPN has made a statement. And I'm on an island beach somewhere drinking, Don Julio, and you're afraid. And Mike, you know what this is. I don't want to be the guy on a yacht during a pandemic as everyone is going crazy, climbing the walls like Mad Max because they're mad because their show is different and we don't like change. And here's the hippo on some private island drinking tequila.
No, Dan, you absolutely want to be that David Geffen type person, right? You just don't want to be photographed and the rest of the world to know it.
That's correct. I want to be that person, but I want a closely guarded secret.
Yeah, you want to be a man of the people. We still love you and we want to be your voice, and we're not getting less voice, just a different voice.
And maybe Stugatz. We're not totally sure.
Probably. Look, let's not count on him either way.
Wait a minute. Look, what do you mean not count on him? I've been counting on him for 20 years.
The expectation is, I'm sorry, people, you're getting one less hour of Stugatz. And we'll play, if we're surprising people, it's a pleasant surprise.
You sure you don't want to call Stugatz right now and just tag on his thoughts? We're going to move forward with the idea of we're just going to try and fool him for as long as we can.
I think we can get, look, we can. I think we can fool him at least until the Super Bowl with this plan.
Okay, you are drinking water vigorously. You are shaking water. That is the kind of shit, and I use that word purposefully, you're going to get as we expand toward the digital streaming platform. Loose with the rules. We can drink on air. I feel like there's going to be belching soon. And again, maybe Stugatz. Where do you put the odds? If we were taking betting on this.
I'd say Stugatz participate. I'd set the over under five digital only hours a week, replacing the terrestrial hour. I'd say over under 2.5 times Stugatz actually makes it or participates or doesn't have a lame excuse for it.
2.5 shows you have him.
2.5 shows that he makes it for that exclusive digital audio hour. We have the local hour. What the hell are we going to call that other thing? Local hour part two?
That's a good question. We will figure that out along with the other things. I do like the idea, though, of just...
the not a demotion hour.
Yeah, that this is not a demotion hour is a good way to to think about it. I think what we're going to actually... If I were handicapping the Stugatz situation, what I would say is there's a very good chance that we get those 2.5 shows, but they're going to be on the front end when he commits to, you know, trying to help out and putting up a good appearance, and then the lies will start. And so it's not going to be like one show here on a Monday, one show on a Friday. He will commit at the very beginning and then leave, you know, he'll make an excuse like he did yesterday when we were doing the show, when he just disappeared in the middle of the show because he had a lacrosse mitzvah.
You can't say yesterday. We have no idea when this is airing.
No, but we know this is taping. We've already admitted to the audience through transparency that this is not a demotion and that we are taping it before any news has come out and that we don't even know what we're announcing. We don't know what ESPN is announcing and we don't know what our counter announcement is. We just know that Stugatz may or may not be a part of it.
And we just have an idea of what Clay Travis's spin is going to be on it.